Let's call to order this meeting of the Little Calumet River Basin Development Commission for Wednesday, December 12th, 2018. Please put your phones on stun and let's stand and say the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Lambert, how are you?
Great.
Absolutely outstanding. Will you please call the roll?
Tom Schulze.
Here.
Tom Gossetti.
Here.
Anthony Broadbeck. Absent. Derek Nimitz.
Here.
Dave Castellano.
Here.
Ron Ware.
Here.
LaVon Whitaker.
Present.
William Baker.
Present. All right, let's roll, folks. The next up is the approval of the minutes from November 14th, 2018. I'm sure you all read them and glean through them. Is there any changes, modifications, motions? What say you?
Mr. Chair, I make a motion that we accept the minutes from November 14, 2018 as presented.
Second.
Motion and second. Any discussion? Be there none. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? None. They're out there forever. Next up is a chairman report. After a bunch of years, we're still talking about the yellow pictures from September 2008, talking about a $275 million man-made project that if you don't do the maintenance, as in all man-made projects, there tends to be challenges, sometimes more challenges than we ever want to see. This project is a federal project along with a local match to take care of the Little Calumet River by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. You can see what happens when the maintenance doesn't occur correctly. It's always a good thing, at least for me personally, to have that up there because of all the things we talk about and see. That's what happens if you don't do it correctly in an efficient way. It's trying to manage Mother Nature, of which we all know is a real challenge. 10 gallons of water in a 5-gallon bucket is never going to be a good thing. We're far better prepared now than we have been in the past. We meet every month with the community that are associated along the river to make sure that there's a plan. There's a repeal going to some of those. It's a very ongoing, thankless job because nobody wants to talk about it unless there's a contract or it doesn't work. These are things that are going to be part of what we do long after the stewardship of this group here. Hopefully we're going to leave it a lot better than how we got it. And for everybody in here that's been with us for a while, we appreciate all that time and effort. Please don't forget about that, nor those pictures. All right, thank you. Finance report and approval of the claims from December 2018. Gentlemen, as you know, I've been chastised because we need a motion and a second before we can talk about it.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion for the approval of claims for December of 2018 for the amount of $959,899.89.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion. Mr. Repay, want to hit some of the high points? Remember again when we didn't have any money?
I remember.
Okay.
October 10th, 2012, going down to the budget meeting down in Lafayette. So I'm going to go through the bigger price tags, and I'll be happy to answer any questions about any of them. Once again, I apologize. Those that are in blue were past our deadline, our self-imposed deadline, but since it's the end of the year, we want to clean up our books, and some of these organizations want to clean up theirs. So we'll start with IHC Construction, which is the construction company that has the railroad bridge with Chicago-Fort Wayne Railroad. This is pay estimate 4 for the amount of $408,758. As I mentioned in my report, things are going halfway or decently. The weather, although cold, has allowed them or has made them have some special provisions because of the concrete and making sure that it's warm enough and some other minor issues. But overall, project's progressing. If you haven't been out there, you should. We have weekly update meetings. Groomer Construction for $280,233 for Clark Road grade adjustment. If you haven't been out there, you should. It is open now. It looks pretty good. We do. We are holding back some retainage because of the fact that there needs to be some landscaping to make sure that we see it grow in April, hopefully, if the weather ever cooperates. But overall, the project went well. We removed another closure in our process. Engineering for the Kennedy Avenue Bridge, $48,165. Originally, the bridge documents and the bid documents were supposed to be open today. Because we had some last-minute changes and some issues with the Corps that we needed to address, as well as to make sure that we had some alternatives for the aesthetic parts, we decided to delay it till the 19th to allow for the companies to, take the proper amount of time to bid on these documents. So the 19th will be a special meeting, 5 p.m. here, to strictly open those bids, and hopefully we had, I think, six companies that attended the pre-bid, mandatory pre-bid, so we would love to see all six of them bid on it and get a good price so we can begin work early in 2019. Dyer Construction for 35th and Chase, that was the final payment to them. That project was just over budget by $14,000 all in. The Corps has seen the project. They approved the project. We're submitting as-builts, and we have recycled the gates that used to be there in that location. So the city is probably really happy because they don't have to put together that gate anymore, which is a very time-intensive operation. Other than that, we got $10,000 for soil borings from ATC. We did that as a preemptive measure to help get better pricing for the companies that were going to submit on their design proposals for the design of the Lake Station Levee Dam and Pedestrian Bridge. So if there's any other one in particular that someone wants more information on, I'd be happy to sort of go over those.
Okay, gentlemen, questions for Mr. Repay on the bills?
Mr. Repay, I'd just like to clarify a couple of things regarding IHC.
Sure.
You guys had listed it's pay estimate number 4. It's actually pay application 3.
Okay.
And the backup that they submitted, everything is correct except for the AIA form, which they included backup for pay application 2. So the continuation sheets are correct, but the cover sheet for the form is incorrect.
Got it.
The amounts do match, though, however, in this part. Patient 3 and the requested amount.
Okay.
When's that thing earmarked to be done?
It's before May 1st of 2019. I think the actual date is April something or other.
So
I say May 1st.
Change 3. All those papers are in there. No, there's. Well, it's just.
It's labeled.
It's a formality. I think that they can.
All right, gentlemen, anything else?
Dan, the townhomes at Prairie View for the 1,196. Maintenance fee refund.
Right. On occasion, we submit to the county what parcels through the GIS system should be assessed those fees. We try to go through them and look for townhome associations, churches, organizations that we know that are out there. And on occasion, they don't show up as townhomes of Prairie View. They were something else before that, but they were still townhomes of Prairie View. So we just have to refund them the money back after we talk to the county and say, is in fact are these the outlots or the detention ponds that we don't and should not assess. So it happens on occasion. We're trying to get better.
Gentlemen, once, twice. All right, there's a motion and a second. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Schlicky.
Yes.
Tom Gostecki.
Yes.
Derek Minnitz.
Yes.
Yes.
Ron Ware?
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker?
Yes.
William Baker?
Yes. And the bills. Go goes right into what's going on in the field.
So just a brief, we've already gone over Clark Road and where it stood. I mean, it's already open. 35th and Chase is complete. Harrison was a delay because the utility needed to switch their plans. They're going to start to do work as much as they can while the weather permits, opening hopefully and completing in spring. The Lake Station levee, we went out and interviewed and sought proposals from companies. We received 5 proposals, myself. Paul Daniels, who assisted us as a representative, as well as Lake Station and their representative, which was MEC Engineering, and then Lake County Parks, all sort of reviewed all the documentations, the submittals, and you know, we had 5 great companies and 5 teams basically, because there was some of them there were more than one company. So later on, what you'll see is your recommendation to approve for Patrick Engineering, which was the company that scored out and was determined by all those on the board that they would be the best to do this project. So we plan on starting that as fast as we can to get the permitting in place so that we can design it and so it can be constructed in 2020. There's just no timeline. Not any of the 5 outfits or groups suggested that they could do it any quicker. So, this is what we're going to do, and we were hoping we could do it faster, but it is better to be right than to be too quick. School City of Gary property, we are now back on track to acquire the property that they have that would help benefit not only our project on the Lake Station side, but on the Gary side. And so we're in the middle of doing the proper due diligence and title work. The Marshalltown levy was submitted to the court for their review, hoping to bid that out in spring of next year, along with the Hammond levy paving, which technically I'm still going to need a review and a motion from you next meeting in January, and we're going to start working on that. And that was a situation where we learned, if you're familiar with the closure structures off of the railroad by the Wendy's and behind the BMV in Hammond, and those that have been on the board for a long time know there's a large gate that has to be drawn across these railroad tracks. The problem is when you go out there, and we learned this during the February event, when you go out there, it will cause your vehicles to slide and more difficult to get out there with the vehicles that you need to be out there to help close that. And so one of the recommendations by the City of Hammond was to pave that, and it would be consistent with what we've already done. And there's no other way to get out there to achieve this, because going from the east, you'd have to go over the railroad tracks and through a utility corridor, which would not be necessarily acceptable. So we're asking, or this is sort of putting into place the paving that will get us to that railroad closure. Important factor, the tabletop exercise on January 9th, and you're more than welcome to come. We are going to be just what it is. We're going to sit around in a room at a tabletop, and we're going to throw scenarios at each organization. We're going to have 911 from Lake County there. I believe we're going to have NIPSCO there. The Corps is going to be there. And so we're going to throw scenarios at the rivers at this level, at this location. We have to evacuate at this location. How do we communicate that? How do we get the people to the necessary location in the appropriate time and manner that is acceptable? So we've done this 2 years ago. Unfortunately, last year we had a real-life one, so we decided January was a safe month to start one. And we basically grade ourselves, and we also have the Corps grade us on what we can do better. And then this is how we determine what's something that's lacking in our system. And one of those, we're requesting radios from the county for so that we can have the ability to communicate with others that are in the 911 system. Mitigation.
Where are you having that at, Dan?
We're going to have it at the Highland Fire Station on Highway. That will begin at 10 a.m. That's the day of our meeting. So it's what we typically do. We met again this afternoon. We meet, we talk about issues, we talk about good, bad, And a lot of our discussion today was to discuss on what we needed for that January 9th tabletop. The fortunate thing for us is that Chief Timmer used to teach emergency preparedness in classes, and so he's going to be the one putting this, I guess, curriculum together and test us. So
there'll be a test.
Yeah, I have to study. Yeah, I'm going to have to. Mitigation, sort of on hiatus now. The natural spring, interesting fun fact, IDEM had seen or heard about our natural spring located off of Chase Street. Wanted to know if we wanted to make it a public natural spring. If we did, we had to file just the paperwork, and then we have to do testing quarterly on it to make sure that there's no contaminants in the spring.
I thought that was in our land.
It is our land.
It's our land.
Correct. It's right off the right-of-way off of the city of Gary's for Chase. So I think it's a pretty neat thing. It's just a matter of testing it, which we've already done once. So, in the future, we probably would want to enhance that. But right now, what they want us to do is just fill out the paperwork and submit the testing to make sure that the levels are good where they should be as far as acceptable for drinking. And as the last time we tested it, which was last year, they were. And I think that's going to be about it as far as important matters.
All right, back up here. I had one question. With regards to all of the invoices associated with the annual inspection, are those all in to close on our books for this year?
Yes.
Okay. Is it in line with what we've done in the past?
Yeah. Our basic cost is doing the culverts, which we're going to have to do again for Gary North and Gary South for next year, and we're just going to revise the specs for that. The important one there certainly is the four culverts that run underneath 94 that need to be inspected. That is going to be a larger cost than the other ones. But the other ones are just clearing them out, cleaning them out, and then videotaping them, submitting them to the Corps to make sure that there's no anomalies located within those culverts.
And that's where we're doing all of the sluice gates and flap gates and doing all that fun stuff, exercising.
Correct.
And making sure that, and we're doing the monthly inspections on the pump stations.
Monthly inspections on the pump stations have gone very well. There's a pump that's still out for service at Ironwood. Our SCADA system works great. Normally I don't get the notice because it doesn't reach my, there's three people that it has to hit before it hits me. So if it hits me, then three other people didn't respond. I've only had that happen one time, and it was a power outage that happened at the station that we were advised of. But it was for a station at 32nd and Grant, which wasn't critical at that time. We were able to get it back online.
Gentlemen, any
questions? Dan, Clark Road, how many sandbags is that going to eliminate?
I think I looked it up, it was 4,000 sandbags.
How many are we still at?
That's
gone.
I don't
have. Not that I want to give you a test.
It's on the test.
Yeah, it's on the test.
How many are we
still at? Is this open book?
Open book.
Speaking of books, by the way, the Corps put together the brand new handbooks, and so those will be out in time for our test on January 9th, according to them. The printer should have them ready. So once they're ready, you guys can all get a hard copy. We'll put the electronic version on the computer so that they'll always be available to whomever in the event that you need to see them, review them. But we've certainly got rid of quite a few. 35th and Chase were all panels. You got rid of all those. You got rid of all of Clark. And then ultimately you'll get rid of probably another 35 to 4,000 once Harrison's done.
Plus we already did Columbia.
And Columbia's done. And Kennedy is going to be, whatchamacallit, the barriers and sand. Munster's putting in for a new post and panel at Northcott. It's better than the blocks. And then what you're going to deal with then after that is you're going to look at Grant or Broadway, and at that point you've, I think, accomplished as many as you can do without changing anything major. And I mean, the Grant and Broadway are going to be major. Grant's going to be the biggest. But as far as closures, there's nothing else.
Broadway's got to be coming up for reconstruction here in the next.
The state resurfaced it and put the ornamental lighting in last year, or this past year. So resurfacing is resurfacing. I mean,
right.
They didn't do the bridge. If anyone that's been over there knows, the bridge deck or the bridge railing is not good. And they have the old, whatever, the vaulted opening underneath.
So those are county bridges, right?
Broadway is a state bridge. Grant.
All the bridges in the county are the county's except for the state roads?
Correct.
And then we have Broadway and Calumet and what else?
Boulevard.
Is it Boulevard?
Klein.
So when do they inspect those, meaning the state?
I think the inspection cycle is there. I'm not a bridge inspector, so I think it's every 2 years. I could be absolutely
wrong. Through NDOT or another,
I think it's NDOT, whoever they choose as their subcontractor. For instance, like our pedestrian bridges, we have to have inspected. Right. Every 5 years, they have to be inspected for safety purposes. I don't know if that changes. I'm not going to try to play to be an engineer, but I know they get inspected. I know the county inspects Northcott and other bridges that are county-related, unless there's a major event, like for instance, after February, they would have come out because that event may have caused some issues with it.
So with regards to that, is NDOT involved, the bridge people, whoever they are, in any of the meetings that we have to the point where we get some heads up that which ones are going to be inspected and we might be able to look at it? Because I don't know how many times NDOT comes and looks at the bridges, what I'm saying, rarely.
To answer the question, is NDOT is not a part of our normal meetings. However, they do become involved when it becomes the inspection cycle. So they're more involved in the spring and the summer because of their involvement in what I call the cloverleaf at I-65 and 94 and the culverts and the clearing of the brush along the north side of 94 at the interchange.
But theoretically, somebody in that group that you guys meet, with the municipalities is going to get a heads up if one of those bridges makes the list to get worked on.
Yes.
I would assume.
As far as saying this is going to be reconstructed.
Yeah. Right. Or repairs or doing anything.
And remember, Grant Street Grant Street is just a smaller bridge over the top of the river. That's the bridge that they have.
That was done when they reconstructed I-94.
Right, and that was back in 98-ish because we got credit for those bridges, if you remember correctly, to the tune of $7 million. Because they had those old, if you remember, you guys that were here for a long time, remember they had those old paths that went along on the side that we pulled out, and now that we've made them basically canoe ramps, because we have the grade is there that they can get out, and that's where they actually end the canoe launch that they do in May every year. So,
okay. Any other questions, gentlemen?
What precipitated the January 9th? Was that just the event from the most recent event, or is that just something that the Corps sort of requires a critique? Or
we do it ourselves. We wanted to do it ourselves to test ourselves.
Okay.
So when we had that issue, was it February 20th of last year? That was our critique of ourselves, and that's what precipitated sort of the Hammond levee, because it was coming to a point where they may have to go on down there, and when they did, their trucks were fishtailing, and they're coming back to us going, "This is the problem."
Okay.
So we try to judge ourselves all the time. We use the 8th or 2008 as our benchmark as being, well, this is the worst that it could be. And then February was pretty darn close to it. So we learned from that to prioritize things that we needed to fix internally to help us respond better. And so we it wasn't a joke, but we said, well, if we can't wait too far into the spring to do this, because municipalities are going to get busy, we may have another snow event, so we figured, well, certainly January 9th, we can't have a large rain with melting snow, but if that happens, but we needed to test it because we are constantly, the key for us is the communication to each other and to the public is what we need to work on constantly, and so the state. The county actually invested in a new reverse 911 system that can, you can actually draw a block around a neighborhood and it will reverse 911 to just that community, whereas as opposed to just everybody. So if we're in Munster, it would be, you know, the folks that are north of Ridge Road, south of the river, to Calumet, to Hawthorne. And you can draw that on a map, and that will automatically send that response to them. And so we're not going to necessarily do that, but we're going to show how it's done. Because we don't want to send out a message to folks and say, hey, look, this is a test, because
right.
most people will think that it's not a test.
No.
It's sensitive stuff. So we just figured it was early enough in the year and not too far in the season when we get busy and when everyone gets busy with the public works. I mean, certainly if there was an emergency, they would do what they needed to do, but, you know, like right now, it's still leaf season, believe it or not, for some people. So.
Hey, my other question was, how far west, you mentioned over at Wendy's where you got the issues on the ground, where cars are kind of tail spinning there. How far west is the railroad?
How far west from the Kennedy Avenue?
Yeah.
I would guess a half a mile. It's you have to go to the Wendy's, and then you go to the lake that the visitor center owns,
right.
and then it's the railroad. And if you were coming from the opposite way, you would see the Murphy property, which is right by the White Castle off the boulevard, and then it sort of fishes back there and snakes back behind a pond. And we have a couple culverts back there. But then the most important thing is we're going to put sort of a roundabout in that area so that we can turn around if we need to. We're not going to ask people or want people to cross over that, like as a trail,
mm-hmm.
because you'll be on the railroad tracks, and that's something that's not.
That's what we need to do.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Anything else for Dan? A lot of stuff for being December, man. All right. Once, twice. Next up, other issues, new business.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve an agreement with Patrick Engineering to design a levee, dam improvements, and pedestrian bridge on Deep River in Lake Station.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Dan?
This is the levee that we've talked about that was for a long time, that our model, the model that SEH put together for us, has demonstrated that they will flood during high water events. We saw it in February that this happened, and this levee will hopefully prevent that from happening. It will prevent that from happening, protecting 200 some structures currently, 300 some parcels that used to have structures on them but have since been torn down because of flooding. So we're partnered with Lake County Parks, which owns a lot of the property onto the west of this location, and then Lake Station, who had some parcels in that area that we needed to acquire, that they want to make that a focal point, not only for the protection, but for recreational component.
Questions? We made a motion, second. Any other discussion? There are none. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom
right along.
Tom.
Yes.
Tom Rossetti.
Yes.
Derek Minnitz.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. Outstanding. Believe it or not, folks, next up on the agenda, statements to the board from the floor, my favorite part. If you want to help us move this thing along, make sure something like that doesn't happen, please come up to the podium, state your name and address, and let's go. Come on, once, twice. Other than that, you get to listen to us talk more. All right, closing that. All right, gentlemen, this is it. Last one of the year. Mr. Castellanos, how's your radio show going?
Excellent. Thank you for saying that. We appreciate that very much.
What am I throwing you off? Yeah, sure. Come on. I know you threw the words don't mean anything,
right,
but
right.
Come on.
Well, we do want to say one thing, that the last program we had for the December was excellent. We had a lot of calls came in. A lot of people are very interested and get corrected. Matter of fact, it's not Clark Street, it's Clark Road. So now we know that. But I do want to say one thing, that we made a report on the excellent progress we made for 2018. There's too many here to announce, but I just want to let you know that the Commission has done a great job, and we're looking forward to 2019. The other thing I'm very happy about to know is that we're going to take a much more aggressive attitude and move towards increasing and developing minority-owned businesses as well as women-owned businesses to participate in the many contracts that we have here. So rather than going further, I'd just like to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas, very safe holiday, also a very happy holiday, and to all the commissioners, good health and good cheer. Thank you.
Mr. Nimitz.
I'd just like to say thank you for everybody's participation tonight, but also throughout the year in 2018. I wish you all a happy holiday. Thank you.
Mr. Gazdecki.
I'd just like to say it's been a good 2018. I'm happy to see that the people on Forest Avenue there are out of the floodplain. Congratulations. I was not here last month. I hope you went home and cracked a bottle of champagne or sparkling grape juice or whatever you would do. But that's a big star, I think, for the commission to finally get that finished. It was a battle. And look forward to even better projects to help the community throughout 19 and beyond. And Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, and all that good stuff.
Thank you. Mr. Wyszlinski.
Just wish everybody happy holidays, safe and sound for New Year, and we've got a lot of stuff going to happen in 2019, and looking forward to a real successful 2019.
Mr. Whitaker.
Nothing much further to add, except just everyone have a safe holiday with you and your family. Best wishes to everyone in the coming new year.
Mr. Ware.
I just echo what the rest of the board said. Wish everyone a Merry Christmas and a holiday as you celebrate with your family, and everyone a joyful and safe new year.
Mr. Wickley.
Nothing to add.
Come on, David.
Happy holidays.
There you go. All right, folks, next meeting, you know, Jody usually does a good job, she did, and it's January 9th. Check the website. If you haven't, you know, put your email up there, and we'll be happy to send stuff out. All this great stuff is on the website. You know, everybody, you know, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah. Thank you very much for all the help. Isn't this an example of how the community can work together to get stuff done? Appreciate all your help. All right, motion to adjourn.
So
that's it. Thank you.